This is some breaking news. Today, October 2nd, 2023, Antipope Francis's response to dubia of certain Vatican II quote cardinals was made public. They had directly asked Francis certain questions, including about same-sex unions and whether Francis rules out quote blessings for such unions. Antipope Francis responded by teaching that pastors can decide on a case-by-case basis whether to grant such quote blessings. Thus, he approved them. Among other things, Francis stated, quote, pastoral prudence must adequately discern whether there are forms of blessing requested by one or more persons that do not transmit a mistaken conception of marriage, because when a blessing is requested, it is expressing a request for help from God, a plea to be able to live better, a trust in a Father who can help us to live better, end quote. That's a clear endorsement of same-sex relationships and, quote, blessings for same-sex relationships. Anyone who tells you otherwise is a liar. He was directly asked about giving such, quote, blessings, and he not only does not exclude them, but he approves them on a case-by-case basis. He teaches that it's up to each, quote, pastor to discern whether to give such a, quote, blessing. The fact that Francis also says that marriage is only between a man and a woman, and that such blessings must not be confused with marriage rites, means nothing. His position on this matter is manifestly heretical. It's contrary to Catholic dogmatic teaching and divine revelation. It's abominable and scandalous. It's just more clear proof that he's a notorious heretic and not the Pope. Anyone who defends this non-Catholic anti-Pope Francis in the face of such evidence, or even if they just simply defend his false claim to be the Pope while they criticize him, is wicked. They are deceivers who shouldn't be commenting on anything. They lead people right to the wolves and to a counter-church. And recently, some people have been saying that despite his many problems, people don't have the authority to say that Francis is not the Pope. No, they are totally wrong. It's just the opposite. You have no authority to say that such a heretic is a member of the Church, let alone a Pope. Every Catholic has the authority and the obligation to reject those who preach a false gospel or don't profess the true faith. The same principle is taught by many others, including by Pope St. Celestine in regard to the heretic Nestorius. This principle, of course, applies to anti-Pope Francis and the Vatican II sect. Moreover, the shock and dismay that people are experiencing over this latest outrageous heresy and scandal of anti-Pope Francis is just more proof that we are correct. It's another example of what's covered in our video, Apocalypse Now in the Vatican. The Vatican II sect is not the Catholic Church, it's the Whore of Babylon, the End Times Counter-Church. It represents pagan Rome returned. The Apocalypse predicts that when people see the Whore and the Beast, and they don't know what's going on, they will experience shock, confusion, and dismay. We are seeing the fulfillment of that prophecy. The Catholic faith is the one true faith, but to be a true Catholic and be saved, people need to be traditional Catholics, as our material explains.